And that's how I would finish it too. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and the more I know of Peter Ramsey, the bigger the wonder it becomes to me why he would ever love a wretch like me, a wretch, sinner like me. I don't know whether you've ever faced what's in your heart, but I'm just shocking to see what is actually inside. Where do these thoughts come from? Come from inside. And to think that he would love a sinner like me, and that he demonstrated his love towards me while I was still a sinner, as you've been hearing, an enemy of God, he demonstrated that love by giving his life for me at the cross of Calvary, dying for my sins. Now we're going to read one verse in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 11. There are many, many beautiful verses in the Bible. Many, I don't know which one I would say would be my favorite. But Matthew chapter 11 is close to my favorite. In fact, the pens that are given out this year have Matthew 11 and 28 on it. Verse 28. And the words of the Lord Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's such a promise. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The biggest wonder to me is why he's saying, come, come. He knew exactly what I'm like. And he knows exactly what you are like. He knows. He doesn't just see the things that you do. He knows exactly what is in your heart, the potential that you could do and you haven't done yet. He knows all about you. He knows what skeletons you have in your closet and what ones I have in my closet. He knows all about me. And yet he still said, come unto me. Peter Ramsey. You that feeling the weight of sin and the awful heavy burden and the unrest. And he said, come unto me and I will give you rest. The wonder to me is why he's saying, come, come, come. And not go, go. If that's what you're like, go. Like, I don't want you to come. Yet he's saying, come. Do you ever wonder why he's inviting a sinner to come? Doesn't that thrill your heart? That the God of heaven, Lord Jesus Christ on earth, it's just like, you know, if he was here tonight, we're poor representations of him, but if he was here tonight, do you know what he would be doing? He wouldn't be up here, I'll tell you that. He would be right down at your row. And he would be saying, he would be like this, his nail-pierced hands would be like this. He would be looking right at each one of your eyes and say, come unto me. All of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come. And you go to the next row. And they look you right in your eyes and say, come. Are you happy with your life? Are you pleased with the way your life is going? Come unto me. I will give you rest. And then he would work this whole side. He wouldn't be so aloof to be standing up here. He would be right down there, right where you are. And he would be speaking directly to you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's Christ that's saying, come. Now, I know you're sitting in the meeting this evening. And you're saying, I know what you're saying. He is saying, come to me. But I have a whole bunch of other people saying, come too. Do you ever feel like you're torn and you come this way? And someone else is saying, no, come this way. You ever almost feel like you're torn? You say, there's something right about this message. I know that it's not the gospel hall, that this is about coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may never come back to the gospel hall. But you know what the burden of our heart is? Whether you ever come back or not. In God's name, please come to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the burden of our heart. Not whether or not you come to the gospel hall, but whether you come to Christ. Because it's only through Jesus Christ that you can have the forgiveness of sins. And you say, I know that's right, but if you don't understand, like, I'll be out in the car and I'll be getting, somebody will be calling me and I'm just pulling this direction. And I know, there are so many distractions. You think it's ever going to back off? You think life is ever going to get simpler? Do you think you're going to have fewer friends down the road? Fewer things that are pulling you in different directions? A lot of distractions. Distractions can be deadly. Robert Sanchez was a train engineer, high-speed train, last year. And he had 160 people on board in his care. He was speeding down the tracks. Know what he was doing? 160 precious souls on board? Texting. In his short little jaunt from point A to B, 24 text messages sent. The last one was sent at 4:22:01 in the afternoon. 22 seconds after 4:22:01, 4:23, there was a blinding crash. And 25 people were killed. And they did an investigation. The other 135 were injured. They did an investigation and they said he was, starts with D, distracted. Distracted with his text messages. You might be at the gospel meeting tonight and you're trying to listen, but you're distracted. You may not be texting, but there might be things in your mind right now saying, I know, but oh, there's so much on the go. I know my soul is important. I know heaven and hell, those are the most important issues of life, but Christmas is coming and I've got shopping to do this week. I'm glad the meetings are coming to an end because I can't afford to spend any more evenings here. Why? Because you have so many distractions. Meanwhile, through all the racket of earth, there's this sweet voice saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Can you hear that voice? Or is there too much else going on in your life? In your life? Where do you come? Is that the question you have? You know who's calling? Christ, he's calling. He's saying, come. But where do I come, you ask? You come to Christ. It's not to a church, not to a synagogue, it's not to a chapel, not to a hall. You come personally to Christ. Christ. It's so straightforward. You look at this map here, it might be scary to look at, and sometimes we need to be afraid. This is for eternity what we're talking about. But here's the road sinners are traveling on down here. And you say, well, that's bleak, that's why I'm trying to look at you and I see that thing in the background and it's bothering me. Well, you know, the good news is you can get off this road. Do you know what that door is? It's not the gospel hall door. If you were to look up John chapter 10, verse 9, you know what that door is? The Lord Jesus. Jesus is saying, I am the door by me. If anyone enters in, he, she shall be saved. So the door to heaven is Christ. It's not a church. It's not a religion. And I am so glad because I failed math in high school. I wasn't the brightest kid in school. And I'm glad he didn't make it complicated. I'm glad there were no big formulas that you had to do. My son's going in university there now and I'm looking at some of the work he does. I wouldn't have two sweet clues how to crack any of those formulas or equations. This doesn't come to me. I'm glad when it comes to going to heaven, there was no big formula. is not a big maze, not a puzzle, not a labyrinth that I have to walk around and try to figure things out. It's so straightforward. Jesus said, you want rest? Eternal rest? You want to be free from the burden of your sin? Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Who can come? Maybe you're wondering if you qualify. Can you come? You say, I would love to have rest. You don't know what's going on in my life. Well, we don't know what's going on in your life. And you're thinking, I would love to just to be able to fall into bed tonight, shut out the old light, and just say, oh, finally, finally, oh my, rest, spiritual rest, at peace with God. If my old heart stops ticking, I know I'll be in heaven. My sins are forgiven. Rest. To say I probably don't qualify. Who qualifies? Who is he saying? Come unto me. Here are the ones who qualify. All ye that labor, that means fatigue, tired of life. See that article about Anne Murray? She's tired of life. She never wants to sing again. And she just wrote her memoirs. And she said it was the most painful experience of her life. And she would never want to relive her life. Anne Murray. Wouldn't you just like to be able to get a little message to Anne Murray? Anne, with all your fame, with all your money, and you don't have rest, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The world can't give you rest. Pleasure can't give you rest. Fame can't give you rest. But Jesus said, I will give you rest if you come to me. And so who qualifies? Those who are heavy laden, burdened, distressed, disappointed, disillusioned, depressed with the emptiness of life, the shallowness of life. All of these people. Any of you like that? You qualify. That's the good news. Jimi Hendrix, the last concert. Some of you might not be old enough to remember Jimi Hendrix. But you know, he's been gone for quite a while. He's still a rock icon. Still very much an icon. You know the last concert he performed? Jimi Hendrix at the end of the show, with his guitar. He smashed his guitar, and that was a part of the act, I think. And then he fell on his knees with the microphone in his hand. And they were all cheering and clapping their hands. And he wasn't saying a word. He was on his knees with the microphone. And they were still all cheering. Thought it was a continued part of the act. And then they realized he wasn't budging. And then the stadium, you could have heard a pin drop. And when it was just that quiet, Jimi Hendrix then spoke into the mic. He said, if any of you who have found peace, please meet me backstage. And no one came back to meet him. And Jimi Hendrix committed suicide. Troubled, no rest, and no peace. You qualify tonight? Are you just 110% saying, yes, I love my life. It couldn't get better. I love it just the way it is. Or would you say, no, sir, actually, I was hoping life would be a lot better than this. Only through the Lord Jesus Christ can you have a good life. Can you have a life of rest and a life of peace? you qualify. If your life is empty, if you're feeling the burden of your sin, can you come? Yes, Jesus says you can come. Why should you come? Why? Probably 101 reasons, but I'm not going to go over them all tonight. We only got 8 minutes left here. But why should you come? Number one, rest from your sins. You can have rest. If there's one thing that you need to be worried about tonight, it's not your finances, and it's not your car, and it's not what present you're going to buy for your family at Christmas time. If there's one thing that should top the list of your worries, it should be your sins, if you have never had them forgiven. Why should you come? Because He will give you rest from your sins. He'll give you forgiveness. He will give you rest from a troubled conscience. You know why you should come? Because if you don't come, you're in big trouble. You can turn down invitations in life. We got an invitation, Joy and I, to go to the Lieutenant Governor's mansion there in Charlottetown. And the Premier and his cabinet were going to be there, and they were honoring distinguished islanders. I wasn't one of them, but I was there because I knew somebody who was going to be honored. And so I said to Joy, I said, we've got an invitation. The Lieutenant Governor and the Premier, and they're all going to be there. We've got an invitation. She said, I'm not going to go. Well, I said, you're not? No, I'm not going. I said, well, I am. You see, you accept invitations. I accepted it. She turned it down. Minimal consequences for her. She just missed out on a lovely banquet. I enjoyed it. But if you turn down this invitation, the consequences are not minimal. They're eternal. Because if you don't come to Christ, you know what the outcome is? Just what you see on that chart you don't like looking at. See the black spot in the bottom? That's the consequences of turning down the invitation. If you refuse to come, friend, we have to be faithful. It's hell. In eternal torment. The consequences are not minimal. They're eternal. Why should you come? Because doesn't it get heavy, that load that you're carrying around? Wouldn't you just like to be free from it? Wouldn't you just like to be able to, yes, finally! Look at others are coming. Others are coming. You say, who? This is a odd few that go to this. No! As you've already been hearing, there are thousands today who will come to the Lord Jesus Christ. From Africa, from South America, from the United States, from Europe, from Russia, from the Caribbean, from Mexico, from Nicaragua, El Salvador, Costa Rica. There will be thousands who've never heard tell of the gospel hall. But you know who they have heard tell of? The Lord Jesus Christ. And they will come. And they will receive the forgiveness of sins. But what about you? This is a couple of years ago now, but I don't know whether you've ever heard tell of the rock band Korn. It's an alternative metal, post-grunge, heavy metal, hardcore rock band. And they have a really dark website, sort of demonic looking. But someone said, Peter, check out their website today. And I checked out their website that day. And there was a special announcement on it, and I printed it off. Important Korn announcement. Korn has parted ways with guitarist Brian Head Welch. They used to call him Head. Who has chosen the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And he will be dedicating his musical pursuits to that end. Korn respects Brian's wishes and hopes he finds the happiness he is searching for. What a nice announcement. On a heavy metal, post-grunge, hardcore rock band's website, that he's accepted Christ as his Savior. And he's parting company with his friends. I'm sure it was hard to part company with some friends. But receiving Christ, do you think he was a loser? You think you'll be the loser if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ? You'll be the winner. You'll be the winner. Everyone who receives Christ is a winner. You say, how can I come? You just come the way you are, just with your burden. You come with your sin. You don't have to clean your life up. He cleans it up for you. That's what He specializes in. You just come the way you are. Your sins are weighing you down. You come just as a sinner. And He takes all of that away. And He gives you a new life. See, if you could deal with your problem, there would be no point of Jesus Christ dying on the cross. That's why He had to die. Because our problem of sin was so humongous that only Christ could deal with our problem. And He did that at the cross. And now He says, it was all done. 2,000 years ago, I looked after your sin. Look at my arms are open wide. I will receive you tonight if you will come. You say, oh, how can I come? He's not here. Would you come if He was right here? If Jesus Christ was right here and He was saying, come for the forgiveness of sins, come for a new life, would you walk right up here and come right? Would you let Him put His arms around you tonight? Well, here's the good news. You don't even have to move from your seat. You don't have to twitch a muscle or bat an eyelid. You don't have to shed a tear. Because coming is an inner desire. You see, if I was to ask you to come to the front before you ever came, you know what you'd have to decide in your heart? You would have to decide, will I get up or not? Will I put these legs in motion or not? So that would be something you would make inside. The decision to come to Christ is something that happens quietly inside between you and God. It's a choice. Will you or will you not come? How do you come? You just come in your helpless condition. You have nothing to offer. Give up all your do-it-yourself plans. Don't cling to any more toothpicks or crutches. Just come helpless. In your need of the Savior, come the way you are. You come despite heavy opposition, no matter who's saying no, you can't come. Friends may try to pull you away. You just barge right on forward to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come despite heavy opposition. Come with honesty. I am a guilty sinner. He only deals with honest people. Honest people. You'll never have Christ if you're not honest. You come with that cry you read about in the Bible when the man said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's the way you come to Him. Just in the quietness of your own soul, you come. When should you come? When you're old? How do you know you'll live till you're old? Don't miss this. You know, there's a young man down in Connecticut. It's quite a few years ago now, but he's still fighting it. His name is Clarence Jackson. It's 14 years ago, and he got a notice to come. You have won $5.8 million. Come. Pick it up. And Clarence Jackson Jr. was really busy. His father was dying with cancer. He was working to support the medical bills, and he was the main caregiver for his dad, too, and he was only 23. It was 11:45 before midnight on a Sunday night. 15 minutes to the stroke, and I haven't come. I didn't go. And he thought, oh, it's too late. Well, he had 15 minutes. Monday, oh, he said, it's a holiday. Can't go. Tuesday, he was so distraught he couldn't go to bed. I've missed it. I missed a deadline. Wednesday, he got his act together and went to headquarters. And he tried to explain to them, I was so busy. My dad is dying with cancer. I was working so hard. And I never thought about it again until 15 minutes to midnight. And I didn't think anybody, I could reach anybody. And so I didn't call anybody. And then Monday was all. And they just looked at him. They said, the deadline was Sunday at midnight. There was no flexibility. He lost it. He didn't come in time. 14 years later, people are still trying to change the laws of Connecticut so that poor boy can get his money. Christ is saying, come tonight. He wants you to come tonight. Will you come? Are you going to turn down the Savior for something that you think is better? Not about a church. It's not about a religion. It's about whether or not you will come to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive rest. So we close this meeting. Will you come? Jesus said, come unto me. Why wouldn't you come? What do you have to gain by not coming? Why wouldn't you yield? Why wouldn't you give in? Why wouldn't you give up? Why wouldn't you surrender? Do you think you can manage your life a lot better than Jesus Christ could manage? He says, you know what rest means? Did you ever have a car that was out of alignment, needed an alignment, and you get up to about 80 kilometers an hour? Ever feel like your life is out of alignment? That's what the actual word rest means. Come, and you'll get rest. Your life will be aligned with God. Shakes out of it. Wouldn't you like to be aligned with God tonight? Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Shall we pray? Our Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank Thee for the love of God that was demonstrated at the cross for sinners, for rebels, for enemies. And many of us can say we love Him because He did first love us. He loved us first. And all our awfulness and our darkness and our sin, many of us tonight have responded to that love. We love Him. We have been saved. Our sins are forgiven. There's some here, Lord, and they have never come. The arms that are open to receive them, they've run away from. They shrink back from. They pull away from those arms that are open tonight to receive them. We pray that someone will come to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight by faith and receive Him personally as our Savior, we ask. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. I would just echo what Mr. Hurley has said about the pleasure of working with Christians here, preaching the gospel. And it was a pleasure to work with Mr. Hurley once again. And we're thankful to God for souls that He has saved. And we're praying that others will still be saved. And you know, we're only over in Prince Edward Island. If you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you trust Him, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love you to let us know that, hey, I'm inside now. I receive Christ as my Savior. Number 92, just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, that's the only thing, and that Thou bidst me, that means invite, He invites you to come to Him. O Lamb of God, that's the Lord Jesus, He was God's Lamb at the cross. I come, I come. We're going to sing verse 2 and verse 2, 5, and 6. 2, 5, and 6 of number 92, and the meeting is over.
Just as I